Terry Deary's Victorian Tales, written by Terry Deary and read by Toby Longworth.
Terror on the Train. Chapter 1. Staplehurst, Kent, England, the 9th of June, 1865. Little Tommy Bucket stuttered. The boy turned his round eyes to look down the railway track. His eyes were wild and afraid. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b, he tried again. The more afraid he was, the more the words tripped over his terrified tongue. Old John Benge placed a hard-skinned hand on each of the boy's shoulders.
Tommy!
B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b.
Quiet, Tommy! We have a job to do!
The man spoke as if he were talking to a simple-minded child, but Tommy was bright behind the wide eyes and the button nose. He just struggled to speak, ever since his first day on the South Eastern Railway. The memory of that first day still came to him every evening in nightmares. The accident. The moment when old John Benge cried, "Look out, Tommy!" The boy had turned to see a coal truck rolling towards him. He was standing in the middle of the track, and his boots seemed stuck to the sleepers. The truck creaked and groaned, rolled and rattled, and loomed larger than the summer sky over him. Tommy had stretched out a hand as if he could stop the towering truck in its tracks. His heel caught on a wooden block, and he fell backwards. It saved his life. He fell between the iron rails as the wagon rolled above him. He wanted to close his eyes and scream. His eyes were stuck open, and his throat too tight to let out a squeak. When the gang of track layers reached him, they hauled him to his feet. He was as stiff as one of their iron rails, and twice as cold.
"We shouted, stand clear," Michael Leary moaned.
"The boy has a touch of deafness," old John, their foreman, sighed. "Never mind, he's still alive. That's all that matters."
But little Tommy took a week to stop shaking, and suddenly started to stutter when he grew excited. A month after his accident, he still trembled at the sight of the tracks. But his mother needed the money he brought home. So he swallowed his fears and his tears, and went to work with the railway men. He didn't say much, and he didn't hear everything, but he understood. And now he just had to remind old John in any way he could.
"It's safe, young Tommy. Trust me."
Tommy put his lips together and blew them out. He made his fingers explode outwards at the same time. The old man smiled and showed his pink-grey gums.
"Bang? B-b-b-b-b-bang? Is that what you're trying to say?"
He wrapped an arm around Tommy's shoulder, and they walked by the side of the track where the summer corn in the fields was waving gold and green.
"Clever boy,"
old John said. Tommy frowned.
"The warning," he said.
"Quite right," old John said. "We are pulling up the rails over the Staplehurst Bridge to put down new ones. We need to know if a train is going to come along and fall in the river."
Tommy nodded.
"So we should set a banger on the track a mile away. If we hear a bang, then we know a train is coming. Clever boy. Did your dad teach you that?"
The boy nodded again. The old foreman reached inside his pocket and pulled out a book.
"I have something better than a banger, Tommy lad. I have a railway timetable. See?"
He jabbed a ragged and dirty fingernail at the page.
"A train at 12 noon? And no more trains till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We have 4 hours after the 10 o'clock train goes through."
The man pulled a fat silver watch from the pocket of his waistcoat. He turned an ear towards the distant hills.
"And, if I am not mistaken, and I am never mistaken, then that is the 12 o'clock express train on its way."
Tommy turned and saw the grey feather of smoke growing larger as the train drew closer. The rails beneath his feet began to tremble, and he stepped onto the gravel path at the side of the track. The train driver saw them, gave a screech of the steam whistle, and the metal monster was on them in a few seconds. First the engine, then the carriages, roared past them like an earthquake. Tommy's teeth seemed to shake in his head. It was scary and exciting. Old John Benge put his watch in his pocket.
"Dead on time," he said. "Now, let's get that old track ripped up."
It was 2 minutes past 12.